John Morosi, MLB insider from Fox Sports, joins us. I know Peter Gammons had the meat and potatoes of this story, but you put Martin in our head a little bit. I would have guessed Dodgers. I'm sure the Dodgers and Cubs are actually having to go in a different direction now, because this was a very coveted free agent, John.
No question about it. And I think there were a lot of people around baseball yesterday, guys, who were surprised that Martin went to the Blue Jays. But I think the fans of Toronto and across Canada will forget about the World Baseball Classic rather quickly once he puts on that uniform, especially if he helps the Blue Jays win some ball games. And I think this move makes sense on so many levels. And I think one that we have to remember is his presence in the clubhouse. He's one of a handful of guys that are free agents right now, and maybe even a handful of guys in the sport, period, whose personalities are strong enough that they can change the culture of a clubhouse. And I think this Blue Jays team is in need of a culture change. I think that he is going to bring it. And all of a sudden, that accountability that he brings is going to be a massive presence in that clubhouse, I believe, on a daily basis.
John Morosi, our guest on Brady and Walker at 7:46. You're right. That seems to be what we're hearing, John. It's about the leadership. It's about the playoff experience. It's about the clubhouse culture. But is that outweighed? Not outweighed, but the secondary part of this is, was this the Blue Jays' biggest need, right? If they didn't sign a catcher, I don't think many people would have bristled with Deonno Navarro there.
Right. Well, and you're right. You're very astute to point that out, because it was not their biggest need. They have Navarro. I actually think you look around the diamond, first base is still a question. Second base to a degree is still a question. The ninth inning is a question. The eighth inning is a question. So there are some pretty substantial issues other spots of the roster. But I think, Andrew, what this does with a catcher of his caliber and as good as he is at running a staff, framing pitches, he's going to be very good for Marcus Stroman. He's going to be very good for Aaron Sanchez. He's going to be very good for Daniel Norris and for the existing group of pitchers that the Blue Jays have, and also in the bullpen, because there are some, certainly, as I alluded to, a lot of questions about who's going to close the games, who's going to pitch late in the ball games that they can really trust. So I think he impacts really the defense and the pitching as much as he does what he does at the plate. And oh, by the way, he had an on-base percentage above 400 this year. So, I mean, he's a guy that I think the one thing, and I think it was Joe Siddle that mentioned that before we came on here, that position impacts so many other areas of your ball club that it does make sense to invest heavily in it when you have a chance to get a real difference-making player there. And I think, to the point about Navarro, we may see the Blue Jays go with Encarnacion at first, and then Navarro DHing a fair amount, because they have to figure out what happens there. But you're right. There are still a lot of questions elsewhere on this ball club that remain unanswered, even amid the excitement about Martin.
So John Morosi joins. Siddle has to say that. He's a former catcher. It's like you telling me a Harvard education's important or something.
Well,
maybe it is.
This is Harvard Yale Football Week, by the way. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Who's favored? We were dying to know. Who is?
Well, the Crimson, I will tell you, the Crimson is 9-0.
Oh, my God.
Undefeated with a chance to close out the Ivy title on Saturday. But that's about as much about Ivy football as we want to talk about.
No, we've already gone. Yeah, we're out of time. No, we're not. Not yet, okay. Anyway. Navarro, I wondered if we sort of romanticized Navarro's season. You're right, he was decent enough. He had so many home runs in a short amount of at-bats in Cubs land the year before. Maybe we thought he'd have a little more pop. He did have 22 doubles. But maybe we romanticized him, John, because he wasn't J.P. Arencibia. Sometimes that happens with an athlete, right? Like a Red Wings goalie. It's like, get anybody in there except him. And we were thrilled with Navarro's production compared to the 2013 J.P. Arencibia. This, summarily, is another upgrade. Not as staggering an upgrade as Arencibia and Navarro, but it should be.
Sure, and I do think, Greg, and the questions about the rest of the lineup are very valid, because right now there are, even if, so if you put Martin's, I guess I'll say this, if you put Martin's offense behind the plate, okay, what that does is that allows you, if you look at the totality of what you need offensively, it allows you to maybe carry a little bit of a lighter bat somewhere else. Because one position I haven't even mentioned yet is left field, where at the moment it's Andy Dirks and Kevin Pillar as a platoon.
Or Mayberry. So, Mayberry could be there,
Mayberry,
right?
Potentially. Yeah. So there are probably, maybe you're going to upgrade there in addition to first base as well. But what it does is it allows you to carry a little bit of a lighter bat and maybe prioritize defense at a different spot than worrying about necessarily what the production is going to be. And obviously we know as well in center field, potentially going to be a rookie in Pompeii. So there are more questions probably about the offense than we're used to the Jays having. And this obviously presupposes that Lurie's going to be healthy in the lineup, which is another question that they've had. So there are enough concerns about the offense that I think this can't be the last thing they do offensively. But this is a huge step. As we talked about before, by far the largest free agent contract Alex Anthopoulos has handed out in his time with the Blue Jays, and this is not even close. So it also, and I mentioned this as well on FoxSports.com, sends a very powerful message because Russell Martin is very well respected in the game from his time with the Yankees, time with the Dodgers. For a team that has not had a whole lot of free agents banging on the door to come play in Toronto, I think he is going to do a lot of good marketing for free agents that may sign with the Blue Jays down the line.
So rumors are just that. They're rumors, but it is interesting because if you were to poll the average Jays fan, they would have probably begrudgingly told you that we don't expect the Blue Jays to really open the pocketbook and sign anybody. Now they have, and I think now people's appetites are a little wet. Do you expect the Blue Jays to make more news in the coming weeks?
I do. I think a couple things, Andrew. Number one, I checked with a source yesterday with the team about where they're at on the pitching end of things, and he basically said, "Look, you're not going to necessarily upgrade the rotation unless it's a true ace." And that's why I think if you're going to get somebody, it's not going to be Irvin Santana or Brandon McCarthy, who are both good pitchers, but you've already got guys like that. So I think if they're going to go out there and get a starting pitcher, it's going to end up being an elite of the elite, a Lester or a Scherzer. Neither of which I think is terribly likely at this point in time, but I do think the Jays will keep that option open if Alex wants to go there. I really think the bullpen is an important area to upgrade. I saw the report about Andrew Miller yesterday. I think actually what they should do is try to find a guy that actually has some closing experience, because they have some guys with Cecil, other pitchers of that caliber that can maybe handle the seventh or the eighth inning, but they don't have anybody that's proven that can handle the ninth inning. So I think whether it's David Robertson, I think he's probably going to be in the 3 to 4 year range potentially. I'm not sure if the Jays want to do that again, but I think that's one area of the club to watch. Maybe that closing spot, because they just don't have anybody that fits that caliber. Whereas the rotation, because of the way Stroman emerged in particular, you've got to like at least a little bit of what you've got from the existing cast there in the rotation.
John, great stuff and a great read yesterday. This is money time for you. We'll keep you in our thoughts. Thanks for this.
All right, sounds great, guys. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.